Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com and save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
You see that the lights are on, they're illuminating the pool. You see that the backhoe is digging on the end that you asked them to and flipping the sand. And you can see that the mosaic of the tile moving down the one end has been exposed. And you can see that there is a break in the tile. And there appears to be the appearance of metal cut into the side of the pool. And it looks like they've just started digging. And you can see it looks like an airlock door. What do you do? Who's where? What are you doing?
I think all three of us were walking out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Bring everybody back out there.
Sure. Everybody's already crowded around from the guys who are yelling.
Right. But I mean, we're bringing the prisoners out there with us.
Sure.
Keeping Rassam separate.
Who's in charge of Rassam?
Alem.
Okay.
You rolling footage of the door?
Yeah, for sure.
And what you're seeing is like the door on a submarine, a pressure locked door with a spinning handle that releases the pressure.
Right. Not going to find anything, huh, Rassam?
He spits in your face. Coward. What are you gonna do, Jeff? Schroeder's making the camera reel motion and zooming in on him.
Big speech about, idolatry.
Yeah. Big speech about idolatry.
Remember the mission.
Yeah.
You want to make a roll? You could summarize. You don't have to find the words.
Oh, yeah.
You can't find them.
Yeah, I know I'm not going to find them. About how he's withholding from the Islamic State and everything like that. Denouncing him, calling him a betrayer to the Islamic State and everything like that, and putting three in his chest.
Okay. Beautiful. I love it.
Wait a minute.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Jeff is doing what Jeff probably should do.
Yeah, I'm making a spectacle.
Yeah.
Roll sand. That feels appropriate, right? Well, hold on. Let me make a roll before you roll sand.
How is everybody's sand, by the way? Because mine's dog.
Yeah, I'm 6 over my breaking point.
I'm 3 over mine.
Mosul's been rough.
I'm at 69.
Surprisingly, Mosul not been well for the foreigners.
What's your guys' current sand?
69, 13 from breaking point.
42, 36 is my breaking point.
I'm 43 and 40 is my breaking point.
Oh, no, I'm sure that this will be the first person that Gokhan has actually shot. And I'm sure after this, he's going to freak the f*** out.
So you are speaking, and as you are, you're clearly leveling the AK with intent. Rassam sees what you're doing and goes to control it. He's going to reach out and try and take it away from
you. Oh, okay.
So roll athletics. It was already what he was planning to do.
Oh, fail.
How bad of a fail?
90 over 57.
I'm less of a fail. So he grabs the barrel. You go to bring it up, and with the statement of something, you're going to plug him. And he grabs the barrel and pulls. But he fails. You fail. There's a contested whatever. You're both
holding on. So we don't really, either one of us, make any progress.
Correct. You're both holding on to the weapon at this point. We'll go in dex order. So who has the highest dex score?
12.
12.
And it's by 5, right?
Yeah, 60 for 12.
So 60, 60.
50.
50. 50. Jeff, high or low?
Low.
Schroeder, you act first. So you're behind the camera. You see him. He looks like he's going to shoot the old man. The old man, with surprising speed, snatches the barrel, pulls it away from himself, and tries to wrest control of the AK, but they're fighting over it. He's very spry for being incredibly old. It's your action. You, of course, are behind the camera. Do you, as a good cameraman, frame the shot? Or do you go for your own gun slung across your back and ruin the cinematic moment? How much do you like Jeff?
Arshad would ruin the moment.
Okay, so what are you doing?
I would yell out for Alam.
Okay, you yell for Alam.
And then pull my gun.
Okay, so you pull your gun. You can act with it if you want.
I'm sorry if I hit lethality. I'm taking shots.
Well, no, you only hit lethality if you do a burst and hit the area.
It's a burst.
Oh.
Under 10.
No. Under, oh. 25 under 31.
Yeah. You rip him up, so you deal him, what, 7 damage? Is that how that works?
1d12 plus 1 is what my...
No, that's to hit.
That's to hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so it's not then you roll 2d... If you're doing a burst, you do 2d10 to both of us.
Oh.
And if you roll under 10% on either one of those, it's automatically lethal.
So... But if I'm bursting at him, I can still hit you.
He's grappling with him.
Yeah, it's a range. I'm standing there.
Spraying the room.
I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't realize that's what it meant by bursting. So then I wouldn't burst. I would just fire.
Like fucking what's her name from Spaceballs? You shot my hair.
I didn't realize that's what it meant. So I would just take a shot. Okay. A shot.
So you shoot.
So I hit.
Yep. Roll damage.
So
oh my goodness.
I think this is a d12. Oh, that's a 12 plus 1. That so 13 Jesus damage.
Christ. Roll sand, everybody.
Oh, no. Fail.
I failed as well.
Call it 1 if you pass, d4 if you fail.
1.
2.
1.
So all of a sudden, there's this struggle, and Rassam, after spitting in his face, he's hearing he struggles. All of a sudden, Arshad just pulls up and just crack right in the face. Fucking gore, skin, everything just spatters Gorkhan. He drops. Shatha screams. Majid runs over and cradles the old man's now dead body, just screaming and wailing. So there's that. You shot a 93-year-old man in the face. Congratulations. It was very Widowmaker, though. One shot, one kill kind of thing.
Couldn't let the wizard have the gun.
Yep.
Plus, I couldn't let Gokhan be the hero.
Although you did drop the camera, so no one sees your expert shot. You're able to pull it up and reveal it. But it does look weird now that Gokhan is holding the gun. You're like, man, this is totally going to get edited where it looks like he's a badass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm standing over him with the muzzle in his face. In what's left of his face.
Oh, yeah. No, there's not much. It's a lower jaw and a brain stem, and that's about it.
I feel like that could have gone better.
What do you guys want to do?
Go see what's in the airlock.
This better pay off, because we're going to get our asses handed to us for killing him.
You dig some more. And you dig. And you dig. It does take some time. And you see that the pool is a beautiful mosaic. Gorgeous. and you see a pressure door, like out of a submarine or a ship. They're able to dig it out. You see the big spinning wheel.
I turn around to the servant. Did you know about this?
He shakes his head and is just weeping uncontrollably, holding the body, not the head, but the body of his master, and just holding him.
Gokun will go down and start cranking the door open.
You follow him?
Making sure that he is on camera the whole time.
Sure. Yeah. You spin it open. You're able to swing it open just wide enough to get access.
Who else remembers Geraldo opening Al Capone's vault? That's what we're going for here.
Nobody under the age of 70.
Daniel's not here yet, but making fun of Jeff for being the oldest is always it's always prime fodder. I didn't realize that even you two were still that much separated in age.
Yeah, Jeff's 10 years older than me.
I know, but Daniel always seems a lot... He's not that much older than me. It's only a few years, but...
It's four.
Is it four? It might be
three. 38, right? Or almost 38.
I am 38.
Yeah.
I'll be 35 in 2 months.
Yeah, and he'll be...
I still got 5 years.
When's your birthday?
December 26th.
Oh, yeah. He just turned 38.
I just turned
38. I'm saying. He was a senior when I was a freshman. Because he drove me around to all the cool parties. By cool parties, I don't mean cool parties whatsoever.
Let's face it, there's nothing cool in Jake.
All right.
No, the place in Farmland is pretty cool.
Farmland. Ivanhoe's?
That's not Jay County, though, is it?
No.
No?
No.
No. You talking about Ivanhoe's?
It's still Delaware.
What's it called?
Yeah.
The Chocolate Moose.
Chocolate Moose. That's not there anymore.
Yeah, they reopened it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, new owners.
Definitely not Jay County, though.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's right on the Del. It's not quite there.
Okay. I guess there is nothing cool in Jay County.
No, not at all.
Place had one of the best burgers I've ever had.
The only thing cool about Jay County is Sleep for the Weary.
Yeah.
It's the lead singer, not the rest of
us. I was just say, none of the band members are from anywhere near Jay County.
No. The mortuary, super cool.
The mortuary is super cool and was the site of at least 3 homemade films I made. None of them good.
Stand up and stretch.
About to. But I want to hear what's inside the vault.
You can hear. You can still stretch while doing so.
Yeah, but when I want to make quips, I want to be doing it into the mic.
Fair enough. Thank you for your mic presence. Beyond the watertight door, there's a concrete passage that makes an immediate left towards the, basically underneath the house.
Way of the penis.
You follow it?
Yeah.
It opens into an octagonal room 10 meters across that is full of shit.
Literal shit?
Not literal
shit. Okay.
Pan the camera down and kick and break something.
You see an octagonal room full of shelves and artifacts.
Okay.
You see shelves and bookcases covering the walls with ancient statues, clay tablets, hand-bound books. You see wooden cases the size of footlockers. You see a workbench with lamps and a journal. You see an office chair. And one corner of this room, you see a 2-meter iron cage bolted into the concrete. Beyond this gate is a large bronze amphora, which is essentially like a large vase.
It's an old wine container.
Yeah, but it's big. It's like 2.5-3 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Behind a cage.
Correct. It is locked up.
Pay dirt.
I guess I should say, it specifies, it's in the middle of this room. So it's like caged in on 4 sides. Like there's a door. So you got all these shelves and artifacts and statues, and this is the center of the room, caged on 3 sides with a caged door as the 4th side.
Before we go in, before we start tearing stuff up, I'm making sure that you get a good...
Oh, yeah, no, it's a full pan. Yeah. I intentionally looked down and broke something and then did everything else because we were told to break a few things and then bring everything back.
Get a good speech of you. Given a good lecture about keeping relics and idolatry against the religious police. And
oh, there's all
sound man slash director.
Yeah. Is there anybody who among us would have a better idea of specifics of the mission than we do? Is there anything? Is there anybody who would know? Is there something in here that we should break on camera that is a better idol to be destroyed?
I mean,
totally
up to
the
you.
Thing behind the cage door.
Well, I know.
Obviously,
I'm trying not to be metagame. I'm trying to let the NPCs tell me that.
Yeah,
the NPCs are going to let the PCs decide their fate.
Okay,
you're first in, Geraldo. Gokhan doesn't even know who Geraldo is. He's too young.
Yeah, I know. No, he was born in 97. He might know.
He just remembers a massive mustache on television.
Knows who f***ing Geraldo is. He'd have been like f***ing two when Geraldo was relevant.
If that. Yeah, we'll go in, make some big speech, find something that is vaguely iconographic, and smash the shit out of it. With a sledgehammer.
Is there anything with a Christian cross on it?
So we'll take a look at the journal. Yeah,
it's probably all you want to look pre-Islamic
at the,
stuff.
At the journal?
Yes.
So you look at the journal. Are you going alone? Or are you going? I mean, obviously you're attached at the hip. Are you going with him?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume.
You begin to flip through. It's like it's on the workbench, I believe, is what I described.
Yeah, the desk.
There are two light sources, two battery powered electric lamps, and a pair of backup oil lamps. A magnifying glass, a satellite phone, and this sort of open folio. So it's an oversized journal. You begin to flip through it. What languages do you know?
So I have 41% Albanian, 10% Arabic, 36% English, and I'm native Dutch.
So you're filming him flip through these pages. You can't read them. What are your languages?
Just Arabic, Pashtun, and English.
You can't read them. You have no idea what the f*** these notes are in. It doesn't look old, but these notes are in a language you do not know.
Arabic and Turkish.
If you bring Gokhan over, Gokhan flips through. He can't read them either.
Okay.
Are they identifiable characters? As in, we might know potentially what languages it could be?
Please stand by. I have to Google something.
And can I make an intelligence roll to determine that?
Is it in language?
Cody doesn't know this, so give me a second.
Like, is it Cyrillic?
I am Googling that now.
Well, considering it's something that Cody doesn't know what it looks like, it's probably not something that these guys are going to know.
That's what I'm guessing. Because I know this. Like, it's a thing that I know. If I said it, you would all know it. If you said, what does it look like? Cody has to Google it. So...
I mean, that is assuming to...
I'm gonna guess just from the Wikipedia, the answer is no. You're not even sure what this shit is. It looks like damn wingdings.
But you're not...
I'm looking
Are you able to tell us what it's called outside of game?
Perhaps, yes. I'm not telling you now, but I will. In the future, perhaps. Would you like another shot?
No, I have to drive.
Okay. Just check.
No, save it for D&D week.
Yeah, we'll drink the rest of it next weekend.
That. You do not recognize the script or the language. Do you have any relevant skills?
Anthropology?
I would take anthropology.
I've got 10% history. That's it.
I would take history, but you better be rolling much less than 10%.
I've got a 30% in history.
I would take history at less than 20%.
No,
you don't recognize it. Like, I looked at it and went, you asked what it looks like, and I went, I personally don't know what it looks like, and I'm looking at the book, so.
Yeah.
I roll art web design to see if I recognize it? Oh, this is what that is. I've seen it before.
It's not wingdings. It's not wingdings.
I'm just saying I rolled a 16 under 56.
It is not wingdings.
That wasn't my question.
It is not.
No, but that is the pertinent information that skill gave you.
So that's what you know. What else?
It is neither HTML nor JavaScript.
Please make sure to always make your quips directly into the mic.
It is neither HTML nor JavaScript.
Thank you.
I passed my swim through the ages skill.
Swim through the ages skill.
Yeah, I'm just using my 46 and swim to pass.
Oh, perfect.
Just to, you know, pass back into the old times to know what this is. As in,
yeah,
Latin?
I don't have anything that'll.
So no notes on the desk of any other kind other than what's in the portfolio.
No, just what's in the folio, and that is not immediately recognizable to anyone at the table.
Would we have cell phones and cell service out here?
We just found a satellite phone.
You did find a satellite phone.
Could I have made a computer science roll to look it up?
Look up what?
The language.
Do we have Google?
You are underground right now, so you don't have service here.
I don't remember satellite phones having web browsers on them.
No.
Either.
Correct. A satellite phone, no. if you have cell phones in your equipment, which I don't think you do. If you do, I'll allow it.
No, I'm assuming I've got a cell phone or a something with GarageBand on it somewhere. But
crutch.
As horrific as it is, I'm like, what is Jeff's jihadi rap? Like, if anyone that who is unequipped for the skills of jihadi rap, it's
okay,
Jeff.
First off,
yes,
Jeff does not have a jihadi rap.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm not even gonna.
But you shouldn't be surprised.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. But
no. weren't we told to break some and bring it the rest back?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We make a speech, break some appropriately iconographic items, and...
I mean, this room's the money shot right here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've already got the money shot at this point.
All right. Well, let's get our other guys in here and start getting this crap out to the truck then.
Oh, no. They begin to come out. They begin to come down. Fasil comes in. He says, you said that he had gold, yes?
Remnants upstairs.
Would he not keep the gold in there? And he points towards the caged amphora.
No, you don't keep gold in a vase.
I don't know. Let's find out.
They begin to start breaking at the amphora. Not the amphora, but the cage.
Mm-hmm.
They will break it open.
Back to the entrance and level this AK-47 to kill whatever comes out.
Got the camera in one hand, the AK-47 in the other.
You're going to fucking see my prowess. you see something etched in the door to the center cage. It's in a language none of you know.
Same language as portfolio.
Say something to everybody down here. Does anybody know what this says?
Filming it, recording it, documenting. No one knows what the f*** this says.
Show everybody the journal. Does anybody else recognize this?
Negative.
Okay.
They begin smashing on the door. It takes just a few smashes, and they're able to break the lock.
Okay. I'll go in, and I'll take a look at the...
Do we notice gold dust anywhere in the room? Does anything sparkle?
No.
Okay. I'll check the M4. Is there any kind of inscription on that, or...
No. It appears to be a large bronze amphora, and it's stopped with a leaded seal.
What's with us in dealing with things that have seals that need to stay in place or be put back 2 weeks in a row?
The seal screams, the gold must be in there.
Are there like five depictions of ladies and maybe like a satyr?
No.
Okay. Satyr.
Negative.
It's always a damn satyr.
I'll pull the bayonet off the end of my rifle and try and work at the seal.
He pulls the bayonet off the AK, works, and is able to pop the seal off the top of the amphora. Schroeder.
Yeah.
Alertness roll.
30 under 43.
Okay. I'm telling you now. I'm telling the editor. Remember that.
I'm not the editor unless I'm editing this.
I didn't
this.
Say that you were.
Okay.
But you as a player might remember. The editor might remember. Okay. That is a successful roll and is worth something.
Okay. Oh, so, okay, gotcha.
That is a successful roll and gains the group information. It does not gain Arshad information. Information.
You know what's super cool? Having a Discord server.
That's fine.
Oh, hey, yeah. That's even better.
I created it for a fucking reason.
This is going to be a Blair Witch thing.
Should I put it in the general, probably?
Gorkon is the one who unsealed the amphora, correct? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I need people who are not Gorkon to roll sand, please.
How do you spell your character's name again?
Me?
Yeah.
G-O-K-H-A-N.
No.
So there's a fail by Kazim.
Yeah, if I lose a sand, I'm breaking.
Don't
fail. And I fail.
D8. For the two of you. You don't need to worry about it, Jeff.
Yeah, I got
You're
that.
Good.
You're I got good. That.
What's the name of that thing?
An amphora?
A-M-P-H-O-R-A.
Arshad, pass an alertness roll and Gokhan, open the amphora.
Yep.
It's in general chat. D8.
Yeah, D8. Huh?
Four.
You maintain your faculties.
Eight.
You go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Fight, flight, or freeze, Schroeder? It's an important decision, so
flight.
Think about it. Flight. Excellent. Okay.
I also hit my breaking point.
I'm one over mine.
We'll get to that. I need the, what are the rough dex scores of
everybody but me?
Correct.
60 or 12.
You want by 5?
Correct.
50.
Thank you. So, Gokhan pops the amphora, and you all see what looks like bugs come flying out of this amphora. And these bugs fly right at Gokhan. And they fly at such a speed that it's hard to capture on the camera or by the eye. But this motherfucker is flayed in a moment. His skin is ripped from his flesh and he drops to the ground in a bloody heap. And people begin to scream. The man with the camera starts to run. What do you do, Daniel?
Run.
Schroeder, where are you running to?
The out of the building or out of the area, right? So, like I'm going up.
The man with the camera begins to run.
I'm going to close the door.
Yes, Jim.
You don't have any say over what you're doing.
Oh yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Does he hold on to the camera?
Well, Jeff, since you brought it up, you get to decide over or under.
I don't know which one's which.
I haven't decided yet. I'll decide when you choose.
So it doesn't matter what I choose.
It does, sort of.
Over.
Okay. Because I decide what's good for you and then I roll.
Okay.
He begins to sprint, camera in hand. He runs out the door. You're behind him. You're following, yes? It's a... do you look back?
How many did you lose?
I lost 4 sand.
Did you hit your break or no?
Nope. 1 over.
Okay.
He has control of his faculties. Does Kazim look back as he runs out of this room?
No, I wouldn't look back.
Okay. You hear the buzzing like 10,000 bees behind you. You see Arshad pop out of the pool, clamber up, camcorder in his hand. He's already ripped the audio cable out. He's just running at full sprint, like into the orchard. He has no action. He's doing whatever the fuck I say. So it's basically your turn over and over and over to decide what you want to do.
Okay. I will run until I get to the hatch.
Okay. You're at the hatch.
And at that point, I will hold the hatch and turn around to see if anyone is running out.
Okay. You get to the hatch. You turn and look. You hear the buzzing of 10,000 things, but you do not see anyone following.
Okay. I'm shutting the hatch.
You shut the hatch. What do you do next?
Crank the wheel.
You crank the wheel. What do you do next?
Okay. I'll climb out then.
You climb out. What do you do next? He still gets no action. This motherfucker's dead, so I'm basically focused on you.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about those checks anymore. You're flayed alive like fucking Hellraiser.
Yeah, I know. All those failed skill checks that I ticked.
Are you sad to lose a jihadi Tupac Shakur?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, just check it. Just make sure.
No, I am so thankful I don't have to try and play this fucking character again.
Can I see him?
He is sprinting like straight into the fucking orchard. He's like leaping a wall and running.
Okay. I'm going to chase after him and tell him to get in the car.
Okay.
The truck.
You grab him. Schroeder over or under?
Under.
You're able to corral him in some way. You begin to head towards the truck. The whole fucking world is buzzing. There's just noise. It's loud. And you can see like a plague. Like fucking just things in black that are solid. It's not like... You know how bugs, when they flap their wings, they're like moving, right? It's as if these things are stationary and they fly at imperceptible speeds. It's not like a bug, but they buzz like a bug. It's weird. And you grab him and he's out of it. He's f***ing screaming. He's got the camera in one hand. He's sort of bouncing around. You grab him and you start running for the truck. Any other action you'd like to take?
If I don't see anybody else...
Just a reminder that Majid and Shatha were out there.
Yeah, are they still there?
There's general screaming and running. You don't see anyone. Alertness roll. I'll give you an alertness roll.
43 under 54.
Okay, make me a sand roll.
Sorry, my bad.
Congratulations, you passed the roll.
Yep.
How'd you do on that sand roll?
15 under 37.
We'll call it a D4. So you're still good.
My bad. No, he's one from break.
Well.
Yep, there's 4 lost.
So you're running. You're grabbing a hold of him. You're moving towards the front of the house. You're like running through the gardens. You're like, oh, shit. What did happen to fucking, you know, Majid and his grannies? And you turn around and there's a smash out of the window next to the kitchen. And like, it's like obsidian daggers come shooting out of the f***ing window and just shred the two of them. Like in 10 seconds, they go from alive screaming people to bloody skinless husks that drop. And you just go, and you grab him and just keep running. Yeah. Athletics roll, Daniel. How long can Kazim stay ahead of the torrent of death that is following him?
46 under 51.
You make it to the truck. You open the door. You throw your buddy in. Luck roll, over or under?
Going under.
Where are the keys?
Shit. They're not in the ignition.
Unfortunately, they are not.
Check the visor. Check the visor.
Facile, who was driving.
The windshield shatters as 10,000 shards of obsidian penetrate it and shred to the screams of the two of you in the cab. The picture on the screen before you pauses. You hear someone say, "Lights." The perspective backs away from the projector screen. And you see a man in a military uniform turn and look at you and say, "This is the first-hand account we have of the incident." Fade to black. Welcome to Iconoclasts.
Nice.
Your characters, which will be played the next time we play, have now seen the footage that you recorded. Anything that Schroeder recorded is fair game to investigate by your characters who have yet to be determined what they are. From here on out, I will provide the three of you plus Spencer with NPCs that are recommended. You can take them. You cannot take them. You can create your own if you prefer.
But NPCs?
PCs? Player character options. I think there are 8. I'd have to look in the book. But player characters will be provided. You can look at them and think. But that's where you're at. You're clearly in a conference room being talked about this situation by a military official.
Vase of Horrors. Nice. Yep.
Any comments on the first session of Iconoclast?
When do I need to remind you about the role that he made?
Which role?
My awareness
role. Alertness for the recording.
The one you told me to take a note on.
Probably next session.
Okay.
Next session, we'll have the three of you plus Spencer in a conference room having just reviewed this firsthand footage.
Okay.
So we're not actually going to be like every Friday. We're waiting now at this point until Spencer's available.
I think Spencer available is in a month. I have to ask him. I'm having brunch with him on Sunday, so I'll figure out what the next date is. We'll probably skip 2 weeks from now and then begin Iconoclast play after that.
Okay.
Any questions about the opening gambit for Iconoclast?
I got a kill.
You did get a kill. Congrats. Schroeder the terrorist killed a man. Still a 1-for-1 KD rate. And yes, I unfortunately talked to several of the folks on the podcast about how this scenario actually opens, which is unfortunate because I gave it away. But this has been something that Glancy has talked about for like 7 or 8 years. And I was very intrigued then. And I'm incredibly intrigued now that Iconoclast is written. He played the scenario with RPPR with the thought that the whole scenario is a lie where the players are establishing evidence for a DG team to investigate. So literally what you've recorded is what you know. So the rooms you didn't investigate, you literally don't f***ing know because you never took a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
The items you didn't investigate, you literally don't know because you never took a camera there.
Makes sense.
Which I think is just f***ing brilliant. Which is why
it really is.
Which is why I opened it, as he suggests, in media res with him turning on the camera. We didn't talk about the briefing because the briefing was not recorded. So your characters know only what has occurred in this session, which is brilliant because the players basically only know what was recorded during the session. And the thing that I think would be useful for Spencer is if we can get these episodes edited, even just generally, in a rapid time, so in the next couple weeks we can send it to him so he can process it as well.
Yep, I'll get that.
Any questions? Comments for the record?
That was f***ing cool.
Technically, the only room we didn't look at was the
there were a few rooms.
The
gallery, the kitchen, the breakfast room, the dining room, the store.
The store. I saw stairs in the store. I assume that was the way up.
I'm assuming the store was like the pantry or something.
This will be about 2 or 3 episodes probably. So you don't have to worry about playing jihadis for very long.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, much to your regret, they died brutally and painfully. Like the awful coward bastards that they were.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you don't feel bad. You don't have to worry about ticks because those three are dead.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that Gokhan
went first.
Not only went first.
I like but, why, what, but what, there's what no, did your character have against Gokhan?
That you're a fucking moron that shouldn't be in front of the camera.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. My personal background actually said that I made snide remarks about you behind your back all the time.
Yeah. Like he and I were specifically against you the entire time.
See, that was the thing, is that early on, you chose Kazim and he chose our shot. And I'm like, Jeff probably really doesn't want to play Gokhan because it's against Jeff's sort of like personality and like the way he plays. And I'm like, if I get to be Gokhan, holy shit, you guys are fucked. Because every bit I can flaunt to the camera, Gokhan is going to do it. And Jeff is like, I'll play Gokhan. I'm like, you guys got off easy. But yes, it's brilliant on Glancy's part to create sort of an opening gambit to create the mystery and to create the background. You guys,
that's why I took the shot, so that you wouldn't get the glory. It's literally the only reason why.
You guys literally got all the information that you can process from the video because you guys did it.
Yeah.
If you guys had talked more about Mosul, you might have got more info about Mosul. If you guys had investigated more rooms, you'd have got more. But you got what is on Schroeder's footage, which is what I think is fucking unbelievably brilliant. And like I said, it's probably been almost 10 years since he did this for our PPR. And I'm just like, this is great. I almost wanted to run the scenario just from this opening gambit alone because I think it's clever.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Anything else for the good of the order that we want to share? Okay, I'll stop and save the recording. We'll see you next time for what I imagine is episode 3, maybe 4 of Iconoclast. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. I don't wanna